The Sound of Des Moines.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.
Very happy to have on the show this morning. She is with School of Rock, the musical. What's going on over at the Civic Center this week through Sunday? Her name is Madison Micucci. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
Have you been to Iowa before?
No, this is my first time.
Where'd you grow up?
Pittsburgh.
And you've got quite a resume. So you were on Orange is the New Black, right?
I was. I just did one episode, a couple flashbacks. But it was a lot of fun.
You weren't actually filming in the prison, were you?
No. We actually filmed in a bit of an eerie place. It was like this vacant school that was used for a lot of the prison office spaces. But it looked kind of haunted because it was so... there was like no human remains in there and the windows were gone. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. Look, Mom and Dad, I made it.
Yeah, right. I made it. I was like this is the troubled baby mama.
The grandeur of Hollywood right here.
So tell us who you play in School of Rock.
I play Patty DeMarco. Okay. She works for the mayor. She fancies herself very successful and put together. And she is. I think, you know, we were saying earlier that Patty is technically the antagonist in the show as far as the plot goes, but she is the most reasonable character. Yeah. She's really not making any outlandish demands. Mm. She just wants the rent paid.
Okay. That seems outlandish.
Yeah, to some.
Well, in the world of rock and roll, we don't pay the rent.
No. That's true.
Come on a couch and you crash.
That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, the shows, people are know the show from the movies. Does it fit pretty closely, like people have seen the movie, they kind of get what to expect, and
yeah, totally. Yeah. It follows the same plot. There's a lot of the same humor. It's just, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber's music and some songs that you won't find the movie. Mm-hmm. Adapted for stage, you know?
Sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. Great.
So, did you do theater in high school growing up?
Oh yes.
What was the first role?
Well, my first role was back when I was 9, and I was a unicorn in the musical version of The Land of Narnia.
Ooh.
And I wore a white unitard and galloped
around the stage. Do you remember your lines?
I had to shout. I only had one line. I had to like whirl up from the stage and shout something like, was I in a trance or some ridiculous word, and then sort of like gallop off.
Right.
Okay. And then did you as you got older in school, did you eventually get the lead, or were you one of those stories of no one picked me and now look at me, you know, type of thing?
Well, the latter would be more dramatic and satisfying, but I actually then did become the obnoxious star of my high school's theater. And so did my younger sister. So we had this like family legacy of always, it was like, which sister is going to be the Disney princess this year.
Oh, it's like your mom and dad. It's like Wicked every day.
I know. It was so funny. We had such an entourage. I mean, at every show.
The Kardashians have nothing on you.
The front three rows were full of our posse.
Good.
It was really funny.
And no drama in that household growing up, no?
Well, there was drama in the sense that we just really like to sing, and we like to reenact things, but there was never any drama in the sense of competition or anything negative.
Okay.
It was just a very colorful place to be.
Got it. Well, Madison is our guest. She stars in School of Rock, the musical, going on over at the Civic Center through Sunday. Are you ready to have a little school of your own here this morning, Madison?
A little school?
Yeah.
Yes.
How well do you know rocks?
Not at all well.
All right. Well, here we go.
We'll see, because now we are going to put you through a School of Rocks this morning. Morning.
Okay.
Yes.
Colleen, ready? Go ahead.
It'll be fine. This rock is where the pilgrims landed.
Oh, Plymouth Rock.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Okay.
You're off to a good start.
Kurt, go ahead.
This rock is a national treasure that you could find in movies like San Andreas and Hobbs and Shaw. And all. It used to be a former wrestler.
The Rock?
Yes. You're getting the hang of it. this. This prison was known as the Rock.
Funny. Oh, I actually don't know that.
No, Alcatraz?
Oh, I didn't know it was known as the Rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're,
nice.
You're doing well.
All right, let's see here. Well, and, maybe this one. If you're in Ireland, you should kiss this rock for good luck.
Oh, the Blarney Stone.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm actually...
Nicely done.
Three out of four. That's 75%. That's a solid C.
Yeah. Rocks.
High achiever.
Madison McChurchy. Yeah. You can find her this week, all this week through Sunday at the Civic Center. School of Rock, the musical. Tickets available. DMPA.org. Civic Center ticket office, of course. You can find the number to call, too. And if you want to order that way, it's been great to meet you. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate
likewise.
It. Madison McChurchy.
Relying on lots and lots and lots of caffeine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Star 102.5.